Hi, I'm Dr. Roger Steinert. I'm professor of ophthalmology and chair of the Department of Ophthalmology at the University of California, Irvine, and director of the Gavin Herbert Eye Institute. And it's a pleasure to have the opportunity to bring you this month's blog. And I've chosen to emphasize the new FDA approval of the Glaukos eye stent for the management of chronic open-angle glaucoma, particularly useful at the time of cataract surgery. And let me say, I have no proprietary or financial interest in the Glaukos Corporation or in the eye stent, and I've not been a clinical investigator for them. I'm not even a glaucoma specialist. I'm a cataract and cornea and refractive surgery surgeon. But I think this is truly an interesting and really groundbreaking device, because I think it has the potential to really change the way we approach open-angle glaucoma in conjunction with cataract surgery. The iStent device, just for those of you who don't know, is about a millimeter long, and it comes with a device that you place across the anterior chamber under an OVD, and it's shaped so that it's pointed at the end, and it punctures the trabecular meshwork, and you insert it inside the Schlemm's canal for about a millimeter, and then the device has a little button that releases it, and it leaves this little snorkel opening into the anterior chamber. It's made of titanium. It has little ridges so it stays in place and doesn't extrude, and it's coated with heparin so that there's less surface resistance and fluid starts flowing pretty rapidly. So this is a technique that is well within the capability of any cataract surgeon, and really quite straightforward, I think, to use at the time of cataract surgery. Now, the FDA trial was interesting because for a device that is other than refractive surgery, it was the first time the FDA required extensive long-term clinical trials with controls. And the results were, in fact, very, very impressive. Compared to patients who had cataract surgery alone, there were highly statistically significant differences. Over 4,000 patients in total have been treated with this device internationally in multiple trials, not only the Glaukos FDA trials, but also multiple independent trials, and I'll touch on each of those as well. Basically, the key result is that about 68% of the iStent patients had pressures under 21 with no medication with the iStent, compared to a little under 50% with the cataract surgery alone group, and about two-thirds had sustained pressures without medication, with a reduction of at least 20% compared to under 50% of those with cataract surgery alone. Again, very highly statistically significant differences. To me, what was also impressive is that there's now up to 2 years of follow-up on these patients showing persistence of the effect. There was no loss of effect, whereas the pressure reduction seen with cataract surgery does show some loss over time. So the persistence of an effect and the stability of the pressure, again, very impressive. And we all know that compliance is a big issue with glaucoma patients, and this is a device where there's no compliance issue if a patient becomes medication free. The other studies that have been done independently are quite numerous. The Glaukos study itself is coming out in the August issue of Journal of Cataract and Refractive Surgery, so you'll be able to read it in detail there. But there have been some other studies as well. One of the more interesting ones is that this FDA trial, it was about placing just one stent. And we all know the trabecular meshwork and Schlemm's canal system does not freely stay open over 360 degrees. And the rule of thumb is that there's about a 90 degree or so effect from any one area of trabecular meshwork. So you can, in fact, place multiple stents in different zones and get additive effect. Ike Ahmed, in particular, has been investigating that and finding very positive results. And that is evolved into the recommendation that if you're looking for a target pressure of 18 or so, then one iStent is adequate. But if you're looking for a target pressure of 15 or less, then you may want to place two iStents. And in fact, there's another study coming out that is going to show even more of an effect with three iStents with pressure well under 15 if you place three iStents. So this is something that I think will bear further investigation, but certainly is encouraging that one can achieve a major reduction in pressure. And, you know, the advantage is there's no disturbance of the conjunctiva. It does not interfere with subsequent conventional glaucoma therapy if that is needed in the future. So, again, it's a very, very attractive. And also, there have been no hypotony cases. So the danger for postoperative complications that a non-glaucoma specialist would find challenging is largely, if not completely, eliminated. So I intend to be doing this myself, and I'm looking forward to getting my training soon and putting this into my surgical armamentarium. And this also works, I should say, for patients who have failed on two medications of therapy as well and been therapeutic for them. So that's another major advantage of this, that it really can help you out when you're nearing or at maximum medical tolerated therapy. Look into this, see if it makes sense to you, and if it does, definitely look forward to trying this, and I think that we'll all find that this is a major step toward a whole new generation of glaucoma therapy. This is Roger Steinert on behalf of Medscape. If you have questions or comments, please don't hesitate to let us know, and I'll see you next month. So long.